Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. I hope you guys don't have too much of a turkey hangover.
I hope you guys do. I hope you guys were just living the dream yesterday.
Petty. You're petty. You know, I hope you had a good meal, but I hope you feel terrible today. I hope your pants don't fit. And I wish I had leftovers, though. But anyways, welcome to the show today. We're going to do a lot of in-studio guests, which is awesome. I'm so excited about it. We're talking some NBA with Mike Omelon and then some Premier League soccer with Albert Vertanian. It's going to be great.
Yeah, 15 games in the association today.
There's
there was one game at 1 o'clock.
Nothing happening yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. Only two games on the ice, three football games, which we'll get into. But yeah, I mean, 15 games in the NBA, so a lot of options to choose from. There's one game happening at 1 o'clock, so we won't get into that. But
Spurs.
Basically, every single star that you want to play today, you have the opportunity to do so.
Except for Kawhi.
Except for Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
You have to
and
say
Tony
his name
Parker.
With a whisper.
It's like...
Manu Ginobili, just kidding. Let's talk about the NFL games yesterday, Chris, because there were some really good games, and we're going to start with the Steelers and Colts, and although 28-7 wouldn't seem that the game was very close.
But it was tight.
It was actually a really good game, and we owe many apologies to Tolzien, I think. I know some people decided to play him. He didn't have a terrible game. He threw a couple picks, but
he started off pretty bad.
T.Y. Hilton really screwed them over.
Yes.
If he catches that pass, I believe it's a touchdown. At that point, I think it's 21-14, and it puts them in better position instead of being down 21 to 7
at that
point.
And Moncrief still got a touchdown. So, like, they did some okay things still. You know, they struggled in the red zone at times. It looked like they could get, you know, in that game. I was kind of sweating it out being on the Steelers' side of things. You know, they're only down a couple touchdowns, and they went for it on, like, fourth and goal.
Yep.
They weren't able to do that. You know, they had their opportunities to get in there. I don't know if Pittsburgh took them lightly or maybe they Pittsburgh is just kind of who we thought they are. They're just like, they have three skilled players and they're not that good away from home.
You're used to seeing, like, I think it's just you're used to hearing about that Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah.
And like that Troy Polamalu and like what
changed.
It used to be. And it's not that anymore.
Yeah,
and I think that they still have that aura around them maybe.
But it's the Killer Bees. The Killer
buzz,
Bees.
Buzz.
All three. The Brown, the Bell, the Big Ben. They were all great. I mean, Cousins, we'll get into him in a second, but he was the guy to own in daily. But, I mean, you can't get too cute here. I mean, if you put together a lineup with Bell and a lineup with Brown, and then you had Zeke in there, you were probably pretty successful because you couldn't necessarily pay up for Brown, but even if you did, he was fine. He still had the three touchdowns, but then you pivoted probably off maybe Kirk Cousins, hopefully. I mean, $5,900. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins.
Let's do it.
I mean, Kirk Cousins. Nobody wants to give this guy any credit. Washington doesn't want to sign him to a long-term contract because they don't believe him. They thought last year was a fluke. He was a top-10 fantasy quarterback last season. He's right now a top-10 fantasy quarterback. He was number 8 heading into the week. And all he did yesterday was throw for a boatload of yards and touchdowns. So his last 5 days, two games, he's got 6 touchdowns, over 800 yards, 29 fantasy points, 30 fantasy points. Yesterday, he became the first quarterback since 1950 to throw the ball at least 50 times and have a completion percentage above 75% and have no picks. He's got tons of options. Kelly had a bad day because he was going up against a tough run defense, but he's great. I like Washington's outlook. I like them from a fantasy perspective.
If Jordan Reed can stay healthy, 10 of 12,
two touchdowns.
Crowder. He was great. Jameson Crowder has been a huge surprise for a lot of people.
Yes,
just the volume that he's been getting.
To do it.
Yeah, he's been very, very, very consistent. And then DeSean Jackson, he had 118 yards and a touchdown on 4 receptions.
Yeah, that's what he does.
So that's what I mean.
Exactly,
he just blew up, and Cousins is taking advantage of all of his weapons. And things are working out really well for them. And if Rob Kelly, R. Kelly, is the real deal too, they're going to be really formidable down the stretch here.
Well, they got a tough one against Arizona. They got Philly, which will be, you know, for the wild card, so that'll be a big game. And then Chicago, Carolina, those are certainly winnable games for Washington. So this team can make the playoffs yet again. But back to Crowder, I mean, 7 straight games with double-digit fantasy points, 88-plus yards, and 4 of the 5. The one game he didn't, he played Minnesota, which is a tough matchup. He's got 3 TDs in his last 4. Nobody wants to give this guy any credit. He's a red zone target as well with Reed. So they have a lot of options. And DeSean did exactly what DeSean's done against Dallas and the Giants and everything he's done inside that division. He scores a big touchdown. He shows up in those primetime games, and you saw him try to backpedal in the end zone a little bit.
Oh, he almost fell.
And he almost fell.
Got caught.
And then he saw a buddy was chasing him, like, so he decided to turn around. But that's like typical DeSean Jackson.
And then reversed in the end zone again after.
So, I mean, it's interesting. What's going to happen with the Cousins? Is Washington going to give him another franchise tag? He deserves to be paid. I know he's getting the money, but it's just a one-year deal. This guy deserves the money.
It's about the. I feel like it's about like the respect at this point. It's just like, show me what I'm worth to you. Don't just keep me hanging on by a thread. And Dak Prescott is definitely worth it for the Dallas Cowboys.
Doesn't do anything flashy.
The biggest surprise. And everyone was saying anyone behind this offensive line could be good. Well, who did we see last year? Whedon.
Yeah.
Castle.
Yeah.
Moore.
Did they were they the number one rookie of all like honestly his numbers are set to be almost the best rookie of all time, at very least the most efficient, up there with Luck, and I believe it was Roethlisberger was the other name that was mentioned.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, actually, is just he's really efficient, doesn't blow you away. He only has to throw the ball 24 times, doesn't have to toss it like 50 times. He's got a great run game. You know, the defense is working well for them, even though Cousins had their way at times yesterday, had his way at times yesterday. But yeah, I'm impressed with Dak. It is what it is. He made some nice throws yesterday. He made a real nice throw, a couple went to Beasley, one to Dez, and then he just controls the clock. He just does a good job. He had the rushing touchdown.
Yep.
That's why his numbers don't really blow you away. But much like Cousins, he's also a top 10 quarterback because of that.
And Dez Bryant, 97.
You want to give some love to Norman.
Huh? To Josh Norman?
Yeah.
I do.
Well, then give it.
Okay, well, don't tell me what to do. Well, after the game, if you saw the comments, it was Dez Bryant saying Washington needs to get their money back from Norman, that he's not worth the $75 million that they decided to pay him. And then on the other side, you have Josh Norman saying, where I come from, we empty a clip. And what he meant by that, everyone who wants to get upset about, like, he's threatening him with, like, gun warfare or something.
That was just the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, but if you listen to, like, the rest of the interview, and they clarified, because it is quite a shocking thing to say, he was just saying when you're on the field, you empty the tank.
Yes.
You put everything out there and you leave it all out there and you leave nothing to be the imagination.
It was just strange.
But then after he left it alone, and who kept tweeting? Who kept talking? Who kept running his jaw? Dez Bryant. Listen, Dez Bryant, you're a good receiver. Don't get me wrong. But Josh Norman has been really, really good against you. Lifetime 12 targets. Dez Bryant, Josh Norman guarding Dez Bryant. Dez has 4 catches for 38 yards.
Yeah.
That's not any kind of wide receiver value. That's not anything spectacular.
Yeah.
You have to give credit where credit is due, Dez Bryant, and maybe you should give some to Josh Norman because he's had your number. Okay, thanks.
And that won't happen because he's not going to give any credit. But yeah, no, Josh Norman's done he's done a great job when he's lined up against, we saw it last season. I mean, he went up against the best of the best and nobody had a great game against him besides Odell Beckham Jr. And he doesn't follow around. He plays the side of the field. Dez, when he had a couple catches, it wasn't on Norman. So Norman, I don't want to get into it too much. They're both kind of
peacocking.
Yeah, they both talk a lot. I'll say that. But yeah, I mean, Josh Norman, I think he kind of initiated everything yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
I really do. I mean, in the end zone, there was a play in the end zone where Dez was just all by himself and just Norman went over and pushed him from behind.
But you don't know what's going on under the mask, behind the mask.
I know what's going on. A lot of this.
Exactly. So you don't know that Dez didn't start that. And if I had to bet money, I would say Dez has a bigger mouth than Josh Norman. And for sure, he's probably chirping at him first.
I mean, we're really splitting hairs. It's like, what do you want? Breeze or Brady in fantasy? I mean, they both talk a lot of crap.
Do they? Can you imagine
not Breeze and Brady, but like Norman and then you got Beck.
Drew Brees say, I'm going to score on you. Like, that's the
we got to get out of here. But one thing is, like, Norman will just do this with everybody.
That's
the thing. Like, how much does Dez get into with all these cornerbacks? And, like, not a lot.
Yeah.
But Norman has done this with, like, almost every
single.
He's a pest.
Yeah. He's a pest.
He does a good job of doing his job.
And then just quickly before we get out of here, breaking news, Sam Bradford says we need to be more explosive on offense. Yeah. Okay, Sam. Thanks so much. We'll be back with Michael Malone. We're talking NBA DFS after this.
Good luck, Sam.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We promised you a ton of interview guests, and here's our first, Mike Omelon. We're very, very excited
a big
to
Dez
have
Bryant
you
supporter.
On the show. Yeah, he was so very upset with my earlier comments.
You nailed it, though. Dez Bryant, both of them talking a little too much, though.
A little bit too much for our liking, but we're here to talk about NBA, so we're not going to even bother with the NFL right now because there are 14 games on the slate tonight after the 1 p.m. game, obviously, that's going to be taking place in just a little while. So that's what we're focusing in on. And, Mikey, we got to start with the top guys because you basically have a cornucopia of the top players, so which ones are you targeting tonight?
Yeah, there's a couple. I'm going to play away. You know, one thing we went to, we're fellow classmates, everybody. One thing I learned, the only thing I learned is I learned how to kiss. And that's keep it simple, stupid. I'm just going to keep it simple today. Guys like LeBron James, I'm going to have to fade. Guys like Kevin Durant, there's just too many options you know, on the court tonight.
Also, those games could be blowout, right? I mean, the Cavs probably going to blow the Mavericks. LeBron sits in the fourth. Maybe Golden State blows out the Lakers. No Durant.
Yeah, so you got to keep it simple. Yeah, if these guys aren't playing in the fourth quarter, you can't be playing them against guys like James Harden or Russell Westbrook. I'm going to target James Harden because Houston-Sacramento, for one thing, it's a high over-under. Mm-hmm. It's a close game, 3.5. You gotta get with these odds makers. If this game is close 3.5, we might even get some overtime, everybody. So James Harden, highest usage rate right there with Westbrook. So I like Harden. This guy's been an absolute beast this whole entire season. So play James Harden tonight.
All right, James Harden. Yeah, Westbrook, Harden. I mean, they're basically the same price.
They're both
very
safe plays.
Expensive.
But about it's the value with them, right? Like, are you getting enough bang for your buck? They're going to produce. Yeah. It's just how much are they actually
going to produce? They're both averaging 60 DK points per game.
Not too shabby.
You can't go wrong. Even on the side, I know you didn't want to really get into Cousins, but Cousins seems like a good play too. I mean, there's not a lot of defense with those two teams.
Yeah, and that's how you have to do it. There's no defense. I want to play games when there's hardly any defense with DeMarcus Cousins. You have to think it with these NBA guys. They're all divas. I want these two alpha males, James Harden, DeMarcus Cousins. These two are going to go off tonight. You want these little enticing matchups. Mm-hmm. If there's no enticement, then you shouldn't play these guys. But DeMarcus Cousins, James Harden, these two guys are going to be battling all night. I want to target these two. I know it's a little late. Friday night, I want people to celebrate their night, win some money. It's a little late in the night for the East Coast. This might end about last call, 1:30 a.m. But target these two games. It's going to be close down the wire. Like you said at the top, Kevin Durant, he might not play the fourth quarter. Steph Curry might not play the fourth quarter.
And I don't
LeBron James.
I don't expect LeBron James to play the fourth quarter against
LeBron James.
Dallas Mavericks. Also a team slumping, but more wins than Dallas Mavericks. Well, everyone does, I guess.
Everyone has more
the
wins
Philadelphia
than Dallas
76ers,
Mavericks.
You're targeting that game. I mean, Rajon Rondo, it seems like a good option. You know, the 76ers struggle, the point guards, and struggle just defending a whole lot of players.
We always talk about some of these bad teams to target, and I'm going to target this game. Philadelphia 76ers not playing a lot of defense, so there's going to be points to be had. They struggle against point guards, allowing point guards to average 9.5 assists. What does that mean for Rajon Rondo? He's
going to
kill it. Double-double machine. He's averaging 10 rebounds and 10 assists over his last two games. Finally getting acclimated into that offense. Rajon Rondo, 13, 11, and 8. When you get these guys in the $6,000 range that could post triple-double numbers, you know, you have to play these guys because you can't fit all these $10,000 players. Yeah. Rajon Rondo at $6,000 against a leaky Philadelphia defense, you got to play Rajon Rondo tonight.
And Rondo hit his third three-pointer of the year in last game. So, you know, get those three-point bonuses in there too. Although, let's just pump the brakes. He's not exactly going to be proficient.
Yeah. Over under like from 7 threes this month.
Oh, I was going to say this season?
I was going to say this year, but that's a bit much. I'm sure he'll hit a couple.
No, he's increased gradually as we went along. But you don't just like people on the Chicago side. Robert Covington was someone that you had pointed to who's been struggling with accuracy lately, but in his last game, he hit double digits for the first time since the opener.
You got a soft spot for him, don't you?
I do have a soft spot for Covington. He's a guy.
Always talking Covington in the office. Always Covington.
I love him. You know, because when we talk about guys in fantasy, especially in fantasy basketball, we want peripherals.
Yeah.
Guys are going to light the board, you know, with steals, with rebounds. Mm-hmm. This guy in the season, in 15 games, he's at least 2 steals in 10 of 15 games. In 6 of those 10 games, he's got over 3 steals. So he's gained, you know, multi-steals. He got extra points for that in DK lineups, too.
Yep.
He's getting multi games of blocks. I mean, his last game, like you said, Ashley, 19 points, 10 rebounds. He had 3 blocks and 3 steals. You can't find that at $4,000. This is $9,000, you know, pricing that this guy could produce. And, you know, if you look at it across the board at guys at $4,000, none of these guys could do what Covington can do. And like you said, he just got off the schneid with 19 points. I mean, I think second double-digit game of the season. With that, with the steals, with the blocks, with the rebounds, I really like Covington tonight because the Chicago Bulls, too, it's a team that doesn't play as good a defense as they had in the past.
It's not the same Bulls team.
It's not the same Bulls team.
It's not Tom Thibodeau's defense anymore.
it's the old-timers that can't really play defense, with no disrespect to Wade.
But a little bit of disrespect.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Another sleeper, baby.
Okufor? This guy's like off his minutes restriction. I mean, I was sick for the past month. If you own this guy in fantasy, he's not the 24 minutes. He hadn't played over 24 minutes.
Yeah, but then he played just 25 and 26. So, he's off his minutes restrictions, but he's played 3 minutes more than than
that's what I was gonna say. It's like it was like 24 minutes or fewer in every single
game.
Then
he literally went 25.
And then they removed it.
Literally went 26.
And then they were like 25, 26.
So maybe he's 27 tonight.
But he's on the up and up.
I want. He's on the up and up. That's what we like here on when you're looking for little sneaky plays. Another cheap guy on the up
price.
And up.
Yeah, $4,300 and $4,400. $4,300,
and he's another guy like Covington that can get you a monster game. And the key for me, we talked a lot about Joel Embiid, and this guy has been one of the more efficient guys this season.
Yeah, he has been.
But what's he doing tonight? He's resting. So we got Jahlil Okafor taking all the center minutes in the last two games. Without Embiid, what has Okafor done? He's got 18-6 and 19-5. That's pretty solid at 4,300.
Yeah, again, 24 minutes.
With the minutes restriction.
And that's with 24 minutes. And now, like we said, minutes has been off limits. So maybe if he goes up to 28-30, we're talking about a 20-10 guy. This guy was one of the most impressive rookies last season. So play Okafor tonight. He's going to get all the minutes.
I like
all
that.
Of them.
And
Ilyasova's been really good for them, too, also.
Yes. But the thing, I just back to Okafor from like a season-long standpoint, just for a second, a lot of people are kind of cutting their ties with him because they see in the first month, it's like, I can't deal with this guy. He's not playing back-to-back. He's not doing this. Just be patient. Mm-hmm. We're still early in the season, so be patient with some of these guys. The minutes will go up, just like Embiid. Like, just pump the brakes a little bit. He'll be fine.
Is there anything else we're missing from you? Wilson Chandler, I know maybe the Phoenix game, Devin Booker was someone that potentially was on your radar.
Right. Yeah, I do like Devin Booker. He's a guy because we're always looking for guys if people aren't playing, like T.J. Warren. He's out and definitely going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So Devin Booker's a guy that you should pick up, even playing DFS spots, 30 points the other night.
Yeah.
One guy I'm going to fade, Bradley Beal, 76 points last two games because it's against the Orlando Magic tonight. We just saw Phoenix-Orlando, 92-87. That's not enough points for me.
Yeah.
I need 200 over 200 plus. Keep it simple. If it's going to be a low scoring game, you got to fade these guys. So I'm going to fade Beal. Booker, a little better matchup.
Yeah, and I would say like another guy who's pretty hot, Kevin Love, I'd probably fade him too. Because again, I feel like that game will be a blowout.
Who's going to score in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. And Channing Frye is also not playing today.
Yeah, his father passed away, I believe, so he's going to not be with the team.
Probably stay clear of that game.
Mike, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on and just giving us all the kisses.
try it at the bar tonight. Say, I learned how to kiss, and maybe you'll get lucky. If not, you say, keep it simple, stupid, something I learned at school.
Has that ever worked for you? At the bar?
I gotta keep my secrets to myself.
Okay, I'm gonna say
it's clearly worked. He's bringing it up here today.
That's a negative.
Just try it out. Let me know. Get back to me. See if it works.
All right, we'll be back with Premier League Soccer. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Albert Vartanian joins us now to talk about some real football.
Real
football. Is that right?
I don't want to say it. You guys can say it.
Oh, but you're thinking it.
Especially on this show. But you said it.
On this show. But technically.
Yeah, technically it is.
Technically it is.
It is the real football.
Football. Yeah. You play with your feet. With the ball.
Let's hear Dan Bailey. Everything else.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
Okay, here we go now. For those who don't know, soccer is now on FanDuel. Sometimes, you and I, we've talked a lot on DraftKings, Mondo Goal. Yeah. I get them making Mongoli Grill. I mean, I love Mongoli Grill. It's a fantastic restaurant. So let's talk some soccer on FanDuel. And like some of the strategy and the point system, especially in goal, has really changed. Like, how has that really changed your strategy when you're putting together some of these lineups?
I'd say the biggest thing is that there's no crosses on DraftKings. That's how you based picking your lineup. So for midfield, instead of looking at center midfielders who basically stay in the middle of the park and pick up a lot of tackles, interceptions, you're looking at wingers who send in those crosses, but on FanDuel you don't have that. In FanDuel, actually, it's a complete opposite. You want to take those center midfielders who rack up tackles, who pass the ball a ton, because you get points for 5 successful passes.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at players who don't score as much, but rack up peripheral stats. And as I mentioned, interception, tackles, passes, and that.
Yeah, really a different strategy for Mondo Goal. You were talking to me about that.
It's a bit more advanced, to be honest, than DraftKings. But once you get into it, you realize that it's the same type of deal. Once you realize what stats will get you points, then it's easier to put together that lineup.
And one of the biggest changes in terms of building your lineup, and actually, in a lot of cases, saving you money is the fact that goaltending, that point system is different on FanDuel. So you get 3 points for a save and then just -1 for a goal.
But one big thing is, as well, you don't get points for a win.
That's the biggest thing to me. That's crazy.
Exactly. So you can look at picking a keeper a couple different ways. You get 10 points for a clean sheet. So you look at a matchup Let's say Arsenal was playing Sunderland.
Yeah.
You want to look at Arsenal's keeper because Sunderland don't score very many goals, so you're expecting a clean sheet. And then 3 points for a save. So you got 10 points and then maybe a couple saves, let's say 16 points, 19 points from your keeper, and that's where you're paying up for him. Or you can go drop down and look for a keeper that's on Sunderland, like a Jordan Pickford, who will let in, ship in 4 or 5 goals, but make 9, 10 saves, and you're still in a plus, right? So, and you're saving money for the best players up front.
Just get peppered with shots. Okay, exactly. So what's the matchup? What's that matchup? Who's the goal kind of keeper?
I like Victor Valdez this week, 6,300 against Leicester City at home. Leicester, obviously, everyone knows who they are, even if you don't watch soccer because they won the Premier League. 5,000 to 1, but they are just 2 points out of relegation this season. But in the Champions League, they're doing well. But as I mentioned, in the Premier League, not playing so well. They do get a lot of shots. And I do expect Middlesbrough and Victor Valdez to keep a clean sheet potentially because of Leicester not having a chance to score. And if you look at them, Middlesbrough, Victor Valdez, only 2 goals against Chelsea, Manchester City, and Arsenal. So they can keep out the big guys. And I think Middlesbrough actually have a really good chance of picking up the win as well.
You mentioned Sunderland, excuse me, and they've given up 21 goals this season. So I would imagine that you're selecting some offensive players in your lineup that are going to hopefully take advantage of this.
Well, Liverpool, the highest scoring team in the Premier League.
Yeah, and they're crushing it.
Exactly. And you look at the top two in Felipe Coutinho, 12,100, and his strike partner, Roberto Firmino, 11,300. Both those guys shoot a ton. And you look at the stats, a shot on goal is 5 points. A goal is 15 points. So you look at that, you put up 5 or 3 shots or whatever, it equals the same amount as a goal. Add a goal on top of that, you're having a 30-40 point night from one of these players. So that's why I like Felipe Coutinho. A lot of people look at Liverpool's last matchup against Southampton where they drew 0-0. This is the perfect bounce back matchup for Liverpool. You're playing one of the worst teams in the league. You have the best offense in the league. You have the best midfielder and one of the best strikers in the league going up against the worst defense in the league. It's just a recipe for stack Liverpool. We're going to score a bunch of goals and get you a bunch of points.
And potentially Liverpool could be pretty hungry. Are they just not 1 point behind Chelsea?
They're just 1 point,
so they're fighting for that first position. Yeah. They really
the
just
big thing
get a
is people look at the last two matchups for Sunderland where they won both matchups. One, they played Bournemouth, who are an average team. They should be winning that game. And they played Hull, who are actually worse than Sunderland, and they did win that matchup. So that's why I do like Liverpool. I don't like Liverpool's defense, and that's why I'm taking Victor Anichebe as one of my values, because he started the last two games, and he scored 3 goals. So I expect that trend to continue. He is the spark for Sunderland. That's the reason why they won those last two games.
Well, Ashley's mentioned Chelsea and how good they are. So you're getting the 2 of the top 4 guys. The other 2 price guys are from Chelsea, so you're kind of just fading that matchup altogether because Tottenham.
Yeah,
they're not
I do expect Chelsea to beat Tottenham, but you got to remember Tottenham are the best defense in the league.
Yeah,
Chelsea right behind them with one of the best defenses. If you look at it,
so not a lot of goals.
Not a lot of goals at all. 6 straight clean sheets for Chelsea. 17 goals for, and Marcus Alonso, one of my defenders at 4,800. Every time he started, they've kept a clean sheet and they've won the game. But for the strikers up front, I think it's going to be too difficult for them to break down Tottenham. If they do, I do expect at least a goal, but I don't expect a big output from Costa or Hazard.
Matt Phillips is a name that I can pronounce.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you want to just talk to Matt Phillips, that seems easy enough. $5,500 taking on Hull.
Yeah, so nearly 80 points in his last two matchups. His manager, Tony Pulis, he came out and said, listen, we bought this player for like £6 million. He needs to play better. And since he said that, he's played better. You know, 27 goals against for Hull. This guy has 2 goals, 2 assists in his last 2 matchups, and the price at $5,500 taking on the worst defense in the league, it's almost a no-brainer.
How much weight do you put on matchup versus just the skill set of a player and expectations?
I put a lot of weight because if you look at a team like West Brom taking on Hull, because Hull are such a poor team and devastating injuries for them as well, they're missing a lot of players. West Brom will be on the ball a lot and they're coming off a 4-0 win. They're starting to score goals and pick up momentum. So what you call that in soccer is form. So they're a very good in-form team right now. So you want to look at players from those teams, and especially players who are in-form scoring goals. And if I look at a player like him taking on a defense like that, it's almost, it makes
sense.
It's a no-brainer. $5,500. No, I keep saying that, no-brainer. But $5,500, bucks, you're going to get the same output that you could possibly get from a Hazard who's in the 10,000s.
All right. Well,
we got to get out of here in
my
just
soccer
a second.
Lineup.
Yeah, thank you.
Before, where can people catch your show?
Yeah, Full 90
Fantasy.
Full 90
Fantasy every Monday and Thursday, and it plays throughout the week as well.
You guys talking seasonal leagues like as well?
Yeah,
like
everything.
Premier League?
So yeah, Premier League, so Fantasy Premier League, FanDuel, DraftKings, Mondo Goal, wherever you can play, we talk.
Mongolian Grill.
Mongolian Grill.
We're
going
to get some Mongolian Grill. We're going to get out of here.
If you've never been there, you should definitely go take in a football game and enjoy the food. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
Have you?
No, I never even heard of
what?
It.
What?
The three of us, we're going
stir
right
fry.
Now. No,
sounds
we're
like
going right now. And
stir
have a good
fry.
Weekend, everybody. Good luck in all your fantasy lineups, no matter what sport you're playing, whether it's real football or fake football. Bye.